Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
What was New Year's Eve like in the Campbell household, considering you got home so, you know, late on New Year's Eve day?
Yeah, it's really been spent up here, so... And as a matter of fact, somebody said Happy New Year yesterday, and I didn't even realize it. So it's been, you know, we've been going, man. I mean, really, since we landed, got home, and, you know, I went home for whatever, 3 hours, 4 hours, and then been back up here ever since. I did go home last night, so that was good. But we're going, man. We're grinding.
So you slept at the office. You didn't watch the ball drop or any of that stuff, right?
No.
So I'm guessing...
I watched the ball drop with Minnesota.
So then, are you a New Year's resolution guy? Do you have any resolutions for the year?
Yeah, win.
It's a good one.
Just win.
So let's talk about the showdown with the Vikings then. So what is the mindset going into this game?
Yeah, the mindset is, you know, you're preparing like the next game. And we got a real good opponent coming in here. They got a lot of firepower. They're well coached. And it's a great matchup, you know. And it's one of these that, you know, I mentioned this before, but, man, this is why you love this profession. This is why you're in it, to play these type of games, man. You know, these meaningful games. Here we are in January to be a part of this. And, man, to put your name on greatness. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than this. So we embrace this stuff. We've been playing big games all year. This is another big game. And it's a chance for us to, you know, to notch off what we set out to do, you know, part of our goals this year.
Chances are, to win this game, you're going to have to outscore them just like you did against San Francisco Monday night. Defensively, going up against them, is it like pick your poison because of their really good receivers? Darnold's playing well. And the first time you played them, I don't think Hockenson played, and he's playing really well right now.
Yeah, look, they got a number of weapons. It starts with Jefferson, obviously, man. What a receiver he is. What a playmaker, football player. I mean, he just, you know, he does it all. He can run the route tree, run after catch radius. He's tough. I mean, you name it. So starts with him, and then Addison is really come on, getting Hawk back. They've used him, and he's making plays for them. You know, Naylor made some plays. We talked about Jones out of the backfield. He's been a productive player, run and pass game. So they got plenty of weapons. The quarterback's playing well, you know, but I think it always starts with Jefferson. I mean, you can't if you just let him run wild. I mean, it's hard enough when you double him, you know. But you got to make sure he's a point of emphasis, and then you got to be able to match up from there.
I think it's someone like Terrion Arnold. You guys have coached him up. He's been in a lot of tough situations this year. Vikings lead the league in yards off of pass interference. You guys play aggressive. I don't imagine that's going to change, but is that something you have to be extra aware of with this week?
You're talking about
DPI,
Minnesota. What did you just give me?
They lead the league in yards off of defensive pass interference, like 300-plus yards.
Yeah. No, we're not worried about that. I mean, we've got to play our style of football. All right, we're going to have to challenge when the time is right. And our guys are looking forward to this, man. Our DBs are looking for this. They know this is a hell of a matchup, but we know that we're gonna rely on them a lot this game, man. They're gonna have to be able to do what they do. We're gonna have to be disruptive at times. We're gonna have to play some man. We're gonna have to play some zone, you know, as we do every game. But this is a challenge. I mean, this is not something our guys are gonna back down from. We're looking forward to it.
Defensively for them, they seem to, Flores, you know, you guys have had success against them, but They have some really good players on that team. Guys that I look at, I say, man, that's a Dan Campbell player. Like guys like Metellus, Van Ginkel, even Harrison Smith, even though I think he's a little dirty. Grenard. They have some really good players, guys that would, you know, fit your mold. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, listen, really, that personnel over there are some really good football players, you know, and really top to bottom, this roster is talented. And but to your point, man, this defense has got some guys that, you know, they're smart guys. They run and hit, you know, and they allow what Flores does over there. They allow them to do a lot of different things in their scheme, you know, and Flores has done a hell of a job, you know, over a two-year period, just bringing in his system, how he wants to handle it, changing some looks up, got those guys playing, cutting it loose, playing aggressive. But they do, man. Grenard, you know, off the edge. And look, and I appreciate the fact, he and Van Ginkel both, they play the pass game, they can rush, they can drop, but they play the run too, you know. And so that's what they bring to that, you know, to that defense. The linebackers, of course, I think a lot of Metellus, man, I just think he's so versatile, man. And, you know, got his start on special teams. He's a damn good special teams player. And then you see what he's able to do on defense, playing multiple roles from the safety to the nickel to inside linebacker to, you know. So they've got plenty over there. They're playing at a high level. But these are the type of games, man, we love this, like offensively, you know, because there's a chess match to this, and plus the personnel. So there's a physical, there's a mental, there's a psychological, and we really embrace this type of matchup, man. This is fun.
We're checking in with Lions head coach Dan Campbell. I'm sure everybody's waiting for us to ask about Alex Anzalone. I know you said today's going to be a big day. What are the hurdles that he has to clear to play this week?
Well, he's got to be able to do a handstand. He's got to be able to do a handstand press up, you know, and then really a version of a jumping jack on his hands. But if he can do that, we're going to play that guy.
Is that the way you think it's leaning?
Yeah. I hope so. He was at walkthrough yesterday. He's going to practice today, and we're hopeful, you know.
Success sounds encouraging. I know you can't say right now, but that's a good thing. I wanted to ask you about Kirby Joseph. Yeah. We believe has not made the Pro Bowl. And first of all, he was number one in the fan voting, I believe. So it's the players and the coaches that kept him off. Can you go through, first of all, what did you think about that snub, so to speak? And since you guys vote as coaches, can you tell us, our listeners, how you go through that process when you vote?
Yeah, well, first of all, here's what I'll say. Kirby Joseph is improved. He's a player here that you could argue is one of the most improved players from the time that he set foot to where we're at now. I think he's an outstanding safety, and he's just grown and gotten better and better. And it's not just what you see in the pass game, the interceptions, like the run game. There's so many different things that he does for us. And so it doesn't matter what I think, you know. Here's what I do know. Is he worthy of that? Absolutely he's worthy, and he should be. But that's not what this is about, you know. Mm-hmm. And I would tell you this from a voting standpoint, like for me personally, I'm gonna tilt towards guys that we have faced, you know, that I have firsthand account, we have played against, we prepared for, or there's a ton of crossover tape that I've seen throughout the year. Those are the guys that I vote for. I don't just look at stats and say, well, I'm gonna vote for that guy, you know. And it's like, to me, you need to be a complete player and at your position. Those are the guys I vote for.
Dan, wrap
me personally.
Wrap with this, the one seed. Just how important is it? Because some people will say, you guys haven't lost on the road all year. I mean, you'd be fine if you didn't get it. But just how big a deal? Clearly, that's what's at stake this week. How important is the one seed?
Well, it's important because it's one less game. You know, that's one less game to get to the Super Bowl. And that's the biggest part of this. You know, now it only takes you two wins to get to the dance. So that's why you want it. You know, obviously, there's a ton at stake because of, you know, the division, you know, the one seed here, home games, all, that whole thing. But But probably that's the biggest one, is it just means you, if you don't, you're going to have to go one more game to get there. So it's big, and look, we've been playing big games around here now for 3 years. I mean, we really have, and this is the next big game, and I'm telling you what, we love this stuff. We really do, man. Our team embraces this. We love the challenge of it. We love the chess match of it, and we just – we eat this stuff up, man. We're looking forward to it.
Final thing, have you seen the Jake Bates video from the game when he was lying on his side and how it's become a viral sensation? And Troy Aikman, I never heard him laugh like that. Have you seen that yet?
No, I haven't. I heard about it. I have not seen the clip. But, I mean, it's like any athlete does. They're trying to loosen up their body, get the knots out, get ready to perform. And unfortunately, everybody in America gets to see one thing here or there or a facial expression, and then everybody jumps on it. So it's all good. We got a damn good kicker. And I don't care how many faces he makes while he rolls out a muscle. He keeps kicking the way he is. We're going to be just fine.
Damn right. Dan, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Happy New Year, and good luck on Sunday.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Coach. It's Dan Campbell, 97.1.